Hi, good evening. This is Deborah Herman. I'm your host for Soul Odyssey Radio. Each week we talk about topics of the spiritual path and growing your soul so that you can make changes in your life that are permanent as much as that can be, changes, and you can change the way that you look at things. We also talk about all kinds of paranormal topics because they are of great interest to all of us. And tonight we have a topic that I find to be very interesting, and that is ghosts, spirits, and the spiritual path. And I'm sure you've all noticed that in the last several years, the idea of ghosts and spirits has become far more prevalent. It's become the basis of many, many, many television shows. They're all fascinating. It's got total coolness if you're able to do ghost busting. It's just become a topic of conversation far more than even during the origins of the spiritualist movement, which was in the mid-1800s, when the Fox sisters first discovered that they could communicate with spirits through what's called physical mediumship. These two sisters were able to contact what they found was the spirit of, I believe it was a salesman who had actually been murdered and buried in their basement. And they had all experienced his presence in their home. And finally, one of them just thought about saying, "Hey, you, if you're there, why don't you show us a sign?" And so the spirit supposedly rapped once, and then they started to create language with the spirit world. And, of course, it took off, and all the heads of Europe wanted to meet the wonderful Fox sisters, and they took their act on the road. And from that, although stemming from that were also many people who were charlatans, but from that began the spiritualist movement, which exists even today in many incarnations. There are places like Lilydale, which I believe is in upstate New York, where there is a spiritualist community. It is considered to be, a type of, I wouldn't quite say religion, but it does have its, its rules, and it is a community, and it is based on the connection with those who have passed over. And I think you'll find that the word medium is no longer foreign to our language. We're, I'm sure this audience is very familiar with mediumship and people who are able to have after-death communication. I know many of this audience includes a lot of practitioners who do work with mediumship and after-death communication for their clients, or they may just have experiences on their own. Some of you have had experiences since you were very young. Children are very often able to see across the veil, which is what it's called, dimensional divide between the human earth world and the other dimensions. But children are very relaxed about things, and they're probably in an alpha state at all times, and so they don't block what they see and experience. So quite often they're able to see disincarnate spirits, maybe relatives or just people who occupy the same dimensional space, and they don't think anything of it. It's when they tell someone, and that person, seems to have a meltdown, that they say, "Uh-oh, that's something scary. I probably shouldn't tell them." And then they either hide from their ability or just lose their ability. So before we get too far into our topic, I want to remind you that this is a live call-in show. It's the number to get through directly is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free for U.S. and Canada. And I welcome your calls. I know some of you like to wait until the end of the show, because this is also structured like a class and there are many things we want to learn. But I do welcome your discussion, your comments, and certainly you can ask questions and tell us about some of your experiences, and we can share them with the listening audience. So the reason I wanted to focus on this topic is that, as exciting as it is to learn about the paranormal, I think one thing that may be happening, which we need to all focus upon, is that we may be forgetting that there are many things that we just don't know about. And when you're dealing with energy and you're dealing with your human energy, it's very important to make sure to protect yourself. And if you're going to learn to do any form of mediumship where you connect with disincarnate spirits, it's important for you to understand that you don't want to leave your doors open so that just anyone can walk through. And so before you do any kind of work, psychic work, mediumship, before you even go ghost busting, whether you're a skeptic or not, you know, even if you're a skeptic and you're going there to disprove that there are such things as ghosts, spirits, poltergeists, you know, it can't hurt to just say a little prayer in your own words, something to the effect of, you know, God, angels, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, angels, 100,000 angels, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, anybody you want to invite to your party of protection, and ask them to protect your energy from anything that is not of the highest of the high, and that your work be in service to humanity. Even if it's not, you know, I mean, everything really is in the long run. Many of you who do work with, you know, altered states of consciousness and exploration in haunted places, and, you know, whether you're really focused on the spiritual aspects of it or not, you're doing work for humanity. You are called, you know, it's not just because you find it interesting. You are called to do something that's important, because your work in introducing these concepts to the world at large has helped tremendously in allowing people to accept that there is life beyond life. That when we shed our physical bodies, we don't disintegrate into nothingness. Our bodies might, but our energy lives on. We never die. Energy exists. We exist on another plane. We may exist in a different vibration, but we never cease to exist. And so what you're doing is very important. All of the mediums that do their work tend to become, well, literally mediums. That means they go between the human being and the spirit world, and they convey messages that are often life-changing. And so on the one hand, you don't want to leave yourself open, and you don't want to dabble if you don't understand really what you're doing, and don't ever forget to pray for your protection. You know, just do it as a habit, like brushing your teeth. Maybe you don't believe in toothpaste, but you probably are going to do it anyway because, you know, society tells you it's a good thing to do. So just remember to say your prayer and to protect your energy, and, you know, then you can progress in your skill levels and determine what it is that you're going to do with it. But to, you know, in preparing for this show, I, you know, scared myself half to death. I had to have my dogs sitting all around me because I'm fascinated with all of the videos and audios that are now able to capture what I do believe are apparitions. And I do believe that there are spirit voices that can be captured through what's called the EVP, and somebody can tell me exactly what that means. But I don't think some of these things can be created as a hoax. I've seen, you know, accidental photography where somebody is just shooting a picture. In fact, my brother and his sons went to Gettysburg, and he was just, you know, taking pictures, and one of the pictures came out where there was a soldier with his arm across the front of my nephew, and it was as clear as can be. And, you know, I believe that our digital cameras are so quick that somehow they're able to conform to the vibrations of disincarnate beings and spirits, and we're able to now see them visually. And I find it to be one of those, you know, like going to a scary movie and I keep my eyes wide open. I'm scared to death. I'm all huddled together with, you know, whoever, and I'm shaking, but I can't stop watching. Well, for me, that's the way it is when I watch all these, you know, videos and listen to the EVP. I have this fascination and yet repulsion at the same time. And I'm someone who does mediumship. But when I do it, you know, it's a whole different thing. You will not catch me staying overnight in one of those haunted places with nothing but an infrared camera. You just won't find me doing that. And I greatly admire those of you who are courageous, except there are some really funny videos from different countries where they, unless they set them up, where the people who are doing the ghost busting have their infrared cameras and they're in the dark and they actually capture an image and they get so frightened that the next thing you know, you just hear screaming and running and the cameras go flying. And it's actually really kind of funny because it shows that as human beings, our minds can't always wrap around the fact that we are engaging in contact with the various dimensions. What I want to remind you of is that just because a person is a ghost or a spirit, and there are differences, doesn't mean that they're any nicer or better than they were as people. In fact, many of them are stuck here, and they may not know that they're dead. They may be stuck because they're afraid of what's coming. They may have believed that there is nothing after this world, and so, you know, in their minds, they can't progress and move on. There are maybe feelings of unfinished business, of guilt. There are also such things as echoes, where there's like an energy imprint in certain places where the spirit or the ghost just repeats patterns that without any consciousness. You know, that I really don't know. I know that you could probably get rid of that through, you know, certain techniques of clearing the energy of a place because it's really just congested energy. But it doesn't have personality attached to it. What needs to happen is that if you have a spirit that has personality attached to it and it's hanging around the earth plane, it's really, they're not supposed to be here. Even though you may feel happy that there is someone that you love that you perceive as still being around, it doesn't mean that they're supposed to be around. There may be a reason that you are, you know, maybe you're thinking about them a lot. Maybe you have a lot of guilt about them. And that actually causes spirits to stay stuck on the earth plane. And so it's important for you to think about whether or not you are doing anything to perhaps keep a loved one close to the earth. And you can think about that, and perhaps you can share in helping them to move on to the next place. Now, I want to remind you that this is live call-in, 888-815-9756. You can ask me questions. You can make comments. I love to hear your opinions of this very interesting and exciting world of the paranormal. Now, there are also spirits who have passed over, and they've gone to the astral level, and then there's another level past that, and they've moved into that level, which is where they get to do their classroom work and their education, and they get to look at their lives and their lessons, and they get to move ahead in their soul's growth, because the ultimate goal is that you are returned to your natural state as a part of God and as a part of each other. But the best way to explain it is that when you come here, we all are like in a great sleep, and we have to continue to wake up so that we can learn and grow and experience directly the lessons of our lives. And then we can, you know, consciously learn our lessons. We can progress. And we hope, won't be stuck when it comes our time to transition into the next plane. So what does this have to do with our spiritual path? Well, we would like, when we pass over, when we transition, the best of all possible worlds is that we move ahead and that our transition is one where we believe and in with our guides and with God that we have done what we need to do in this life, and that we can pass into the next life without regret, knowing what we need to know, and being able to move on to another level of awareness with love and with forgiveness and with you know, no unfinished business with people that we've shared the journey, with whom we've shared the journey. And so that's what we hope for in our conscious lives. And so we are looking to, we're looking to progress by consciously reviewing our life while we're alive, much as we will do when we transition into the plane where we're doing our, you know, our education. So, you know, that's why we talk about the seven lessons on this show. I'll say them for you tonight. Courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And so we are looking to progress as we're alive, so that we can I got distracted here. We can call me ADD the psychic. So we want to look at what our mission is here, and everything that you do, if you are a person who has your gifts and abilities open, those are for purpose and not just for your entertainment. And so getting back to spirits and ghosts, one of the things that you need to do is, if you are a sensitive person and you are aware of spirits lingering around you, and if they're very attracted to you, that's because your energy is probably very sensitive and expanded. And so they experience your warmth and your light. So they're going to be attracted to you like you see moths to a flame. Now, again, some of them are going to be, you know, ready to advance. They may just need some help. We won't talk about negative entities at the moment. But even though it's really a thrill to connect with disincarnate spirits, it's important for you to understand that we are in a stage of humanity where we are making major shifts in energy. And they, as I was saying earlier, they really aren't supposed to be here. And you can use your gifts if you are aware of them, and if you're able to talk to them and you're able to connect to them, ask them, why are you here? And see what the answer is. Maybe they have something, you know, that they want to tell someone. If you're blessed enough to be able to hear that and to know that, maybe you're going to find yourself doing something awkward, like contacting someone and saying, you know, maybe you won't believe me and you're going to think I'm crazy, but here's a message from so-and-so. People have paved the way for us. Lisa Williams stops people on the street, but, of course, she's got a camera crew behind her. People have watched the movie Ghost Whisperer, the show rather, and, you know, so, yeah, she can look at them and say, I don't really want this gift, but I see dead people and they're standing right behind me and this is what they want to say to you. Sometimes it really is like that, and you may need to help them to finish their work. Or you don't have to. I mean, you have certainly you have free will. But perhaps you could bring someone else in and say, could you please help this person? I'm aware that this spirit is lingering. And if you find out why are you here, then try to encourage them to move on and explain to them that there's something much better for them if they are willing to cross over. And then what you do is I don't care how gifted you are, we don't really cross people over. A good friend of mine explained that to me recently in terms of language, because really it's a very powerful thing and we really don't want to be doing that ourselves. What we are going to do is we're going to ask God for help. We're going to ask for the archangels and as many angels as we can bring in and say, this person needs to go to the light, and basically shine a beacon upon them with your love and your energy and try to be there, try to encourage them, but ultimately it's going to be between them and God. But your job may be as simple as showing compassion and letting them know that someone hears them and someone sees them and senses them, and to help them understand that they're stuck in a dimension where they don't belong. And the reason I'm being adamant about this is that we need to keep the energy moving. We are going through a shift in energy, positive and negative energy, and if their energy is stuck here, then it's not adding to the energy on the other side of the veil. And then if people are not going to that side on the astral level, then other people are not moving into the next level from that point. Everybody needs to be shifting and growing and learning. It needs to be a constant process. So it's our jobs as spiritual teachers, sensitives, caring, loving people to give our prayers and give our love to people who need to be moving on to their next phase of soul awareness, because that's how they're going to return to God. Because each of us has a divine flame and we have a divine spark that was, you know, given to us at our creation. And basically, we're supposed to ultimately, you know, give it back and reunite, because we're all the same. We are all connected. And if someone's, you know, gumming up the works of the soul factory, then it goes completely down the line. You know, it's just creating a mess of things. And then what's also happening is it's adding to fear. Instead of understanding spirits, we're now creating a society that is just perhaps fascinated by the paranormal, but not understanding the connection between spirit and soul. These are spirits that have souls, unless they're echoes. So, you know, they may scare us because we see them and it's like, whoa, you know, you're not supposed to be here. But they may really just be frightened and in the dark and alone. So those of you who are brave enough to go and go into the haunted places and do all of that, keep doing what you're doing. And the way that you've been able to prove things with the technology is absolutely astounding. It's absolutely amazing. You know, but again, I'm right with the other people. When I see things like that, without it being in my own mind's eye, and through my gifts of clairvoyance and mediumship, if I were to just walk into a place and see, you know, a spirit, it would make me edgy and nervous. You know, so again, that's perfectly normal. You will see me watching every one of the shows, and I have great admiration for all of you, and especially, you know, the mediums who go in and do this kind of work. So anyway, there are many ways that you can connect with your spirit guides, with your deceased relatives. You may be experiencing hauntings in your homes and you don't know what to do about them because, you know, maybe they just freak you out a little bit. I may have mentioned on one of our previous shows that we live in an old home, and as soon as my daughter moved out, she used to always hang out in the TV room, and so we knew that she was always moving around. And so we recognized her sounds and we recognized her noises and all of that. And when she moved out, we still heard footsteps, and it was constant. And, you know, I said to my husband, wait, did you hear that? And he said, yeah, did you hear that? I said, yeah, and that does not sound like a dog. That sounds like human footsteps. And, you know, we figured, you know, I kind of tuned in on it, and I consulted other mediums, and, you know, we determined that it was very likely the man who built the house, because it would make sense that he would have attachment to it and that he would love the house. And he literally sounded like someone who was just puttering, but it was really bothering me. So I went through the home, and I smudged, and I talked to him as best I could, and I asked him to please move on, and, you know, that I needed to live in the house and that he was, you know, making me nervous. And at least so far, we haven't heard anything from him. I don't know, you know, for all I know, he just comes by when we're not around, but he's been very respectful. He wasn't a real, you know, he wasn't a negative entity. So I didn't, you know, find it necessary to call in, you know, an exorcist or someone like that. But in certain situations, if you have, unwanted spirits at your home, you may need to take more, drastic measures. And, sometimes, you know, I've advised people to, get some holy water, and put it at all of the entryways, and, you know, also smudge and say your prayers and just, you know, create a sacred space in your home for the living. You know, even though there are several dimensions that may be conflicting, the vibration of your home belongs to you, and it should resonate at your vibration. So, you know, you don't have to play host to, you know, all kinds of entities if you don't want to. Just because you share the same place at different periods of time, you know, the earth is very, very old. Chances are we've all walked on land that someone else has also walked upon. So that really depends on you. Now, if you never want to be bothered by negative entities, you know, I don't know if never is even a useful term. I certainly don't know everything, and there are many, many great books that will tell you about mediumship and about spirits and about psychic self-protection. What I do know is that pursuing your spiritual path and really balancing yourself with God's vibration every single day does protect you. And it also allows your work to be pure, so that when you are doing your work as a spiritual advisor, as a medium, or just in using your intuition on a day-to-day basis, or you're hoping to be sending out a love vibration, you know, to the people around you, and you want to be part of this next phase as a light worker, you know, keep yourself attuned to God's vibration at all times. And then, you know, my belief is that you will be in a state of protection. And I don't recommend you dabble. I think that many people, particularly young people, find the paranormal to be fascinating, and it's a thrill, and you're looking for adrenaline. And believe me, you'll get it. Just go on some of these websites that have these fabulous photographs. You want an adrenaline rush, just go there. But don't do it yourself without someone who knows what they're doing. People, you know, there are books on beginning mediumship, but they talk about purify your body, learn to meditate, make sure that you're in a centered place and that you're doing it for the right reason. Very good mediums have, you know, really lost their skills or can even lose their minds if they succumb to greed and ego and use their gifts for the wrong reasons. Then the negative entity is you. You know, you succumb to your own lower selves, and you take yourself, at least for a period of time, right off your spiritual path. And, you know, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it, because whatever you think you're gaining in power, prestige, money, if you're not doing this for the right reasons and you're disconnecting yourself from God and the main generator, you're not going to get anywhere. And maybe you'll wind up being one of those very stuck spirits who doesn't know how to move on to the next phase and doesn't know how to progress in your, in your spiritual path. And that would be terrible, especially for someone who comes into this world actually remembering who they are and becoming reconnected with their gifts and their awareness of vibration and of things other than what we see with the physical senses. People think that we are doing things that are paranormal, but I always like to reinforce to you that what we are doing is actually normal, that we are reawakening to who we really are and who human beings are and what we are capable of doing. We are awakening to the divine essence that is in each of us, and that is also connecting us with God and our own mission. Each of us has a mission. We each are here to help progress and to help other people progress on their spiritual paths. That's it. Very simple. I'm going to take a sip of my tea and remind you that tonight we're talking about ghosts, spirits, and the spiritual path at 888-815-9756. Do call and let me know some of your experiences, your thoughts, or simply to say hi or ask a question for your personal need and being. Some of the videos are just amazing. And the EVPs are amazing. And to think, you know, it just brings to light that we will go on. And that there is something wonderful for us when it's our time to leave this world. This doesn't mean that we should, make it go more quickly, because that's not fair. That's a violation kind of, well, not kind of, that's a violation of the contract that you've made before you, you know, before you come here, of what you are planning to learn and what your soul is planning to learn, while you are here so that you can go to the next level when you go into the astral plane. Some of you are also doing a lot of work on the astral plane while you're sleeping. And so, you know, maybe when you are ready to make your transition, you can move quickly through the astral plane and go right into the next plane, where you're doing your soul review and you're, you know, seeing where you go next. Do you move ahead? Do you go back? Do you, you know, do you help humanity? Do you help humanity as on a spirit level? Do you help humanity by reincarnating in a human body? It's all about bringing us all together in the same way, with love, with knowledge, with help, so that we can all progress together. We are like this unified spiritual community. And once we stop seeing the differences, then the better it will be for all of us, so that we can reach out and know that what we're receiving is you know, of God and is meant to be. Now, I had an interesting encounter this evening as I was thinking about spirits, ghosts, the spiritual path, and, you know, doing spiritual work, because, you know, sometimes you would not be a human being and doing this kind of work if you didn't question yourself every so often. That's really a sign that, well, it's a sign that you're sane. It's a sign that you are not succumbing to your ego. It's a sign of humility and a recognition that you serve God and humanity and not yourself. But it's also something that can take you off your path and cause you to be afraid and to not want to move ahead with your own mission. And so it's important to understand that we don't need to fear everything. Not everything, you know, not everything is a negative, you know, being. Not everything is a demon. Not everything is, you know, scary or frightening or harmful. But if you take precautions and if you're careful, then you will know in your soul that sense of doing God's work. Because you, each day you're saying to yourself, I want to serve humanity. So then you're okay. And then you won't be pulled, you know, people around you can pull you off your path and make you doubt yourself. Because one of the things I've found for myself and other people who are very devoted to doing this kind of work is that the last thing you want to do is to feel like you've misled someone or harmed someone, or that you've let your spirit guides down, or that you've let yourself down, or that you've done something wrong. It's so much easier for us to think in those terms because of how we're raised on Earth. It's created this, you know, this wonderful lesson for us, just by how we're raised in different cultures and religions. It's hard for us to accept that we really are, you know, good and connected to God and that we're doing the right thing. And so, you know, it's important that you check in every day and, you know, wait for that feeling of connectedness, so that you can be ready to hear, you know, to hear your orders and to see the signs and to do what it is you need to do every single day. Because, you know, you can get worried and then you can decide, well, no, I'm not going to do this. And then you miss many opportunities to minister to people, to share your love and your light with people. For example, I was at a restaurant and this cat came up to me, and of course you all know I'm an animal communicator and cats do seem to like me, but then this woman, you know, made a beeline for the cat, and so, you know, there she was. She was like practically sitting at my feet, you know, talking to this cat. This cat's like, okay, I brought these people together. Now let's see what happens. And I kept getting all of these major downloads of things, you know, for her. And I was like getting real trancy and I was praying about it. And, you know, the first thing that she said when I just, you know, first thing I said was, do you have a gray cat? Because I kept seeing this gray cat. And then she got really uncomfortable because she said, you know, my fiance is a born-again Christian, and he doesn't believe in anything that's psychic. And I said, well, you know, what about gifts of prophecy? You know, what is the difference? It's like this whole fear thing that if it's, you know, that if it's anything that appears to, you know, differ from what's right on that page, then it must be bad, because there are admonitions in, you know, various traditions about, you know, don't be a soothsayer, don't be a, you know, don't engage in talking to the dead and all of this, you know, and there is a lot to that in the sense that you don't want to dabble, be disrespectful, play, fool around with Ouija boards, please. I do hate them. I don't care that there are experts who know how to use them. I just do not like them. No, 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 no. They're not toys. All of those things are important warnings. But on the other hand, when I put it in, you know, I said, well, I do have some gifts of prophecy. So when I was able to put it in their language, the information I got was very important, and it was more of a ministering to tell the guy, you know, to reinforce to him, you know, that he is loved by God and that he's forgiven, because he was brought into his born-again experience out of nowhere else to go but up, which is how it happens for so many of us, our sense of surrender to God, whether it's in the context of a born-again Christian experience or just in an awakening to our spiritual guides, however it happens. My belief is that God is God. And it could really throw you off if you are so narrow in your thinking to be black and white. Well, if this is God, but this is not God, even though it sure sounds like God, sure sounds like I'm getting, you know, this loving message about, you know, about my goodness and my path. And so for those of you who are out there, you know, doing God's work, you know, you're going to come across people who are just going to dismiss it out of hand and say, well, no, that's not God. It must be the devil, or it must be, you know, something bad, because, you know, you're connecting to something out of this physical world. Well, excuse me. I believe that it was God that gave me the privilege to have gifts to help other human beings, and that these gifts of you know, mystic awareness, being prophetic, communicating to the divine, that's God. And I think it's a shame when people get stuck in their fear more because they're worried about doing something wrong. And we do far more that's right. So, you know, on the one hand, I want to be very clear that you should always keep yourself in contact with God if you're going to be doing spiritual work and working with other dimensions, but don't assume and block, don't think of yourself as bad and block all of your gifts because someone tells you it's not in this book, it's not in that book, and therefore it's not real, and anything you do has to be wrong and has to be bad. Trust yourself. You know, that's the courage lesson. You knew I was going to get to a lesson sometime during this evening, but that's the lesson of courage. I know in my heart and soul that my authentic truth is that I have been called upon, as many of you or most of you or all of you, called upon to serve. And I am linked and connected with God. You are linked and connected with God. It may not appear to be the same as with other people. There are people who will be, you know, detractors, and they're, you know, they'll say horrible things about us. We, in so many ways, don't fit in anywhere. But we are emerging into a new world and into a new generation where, as pioneers, we will now have to take the heat, but in a few generations, this is all going to be recognized as the way life is. This is all going to be recognized as people can do this because we are part of God's vibration. And God does not live only in a book. That it's a living God that guides us every single day and helps us to do the things that we need to do in order to progress. Now, we have 10 more minutes. If anybody wants to get in a question, you know that I love your questions, 888-815-9756. You can always contact me at my website, which is www.soul-odyssey.com. Don't forget the dash. You can now also find me on Leapfish, which is a new search engine, and it's really awesome. You can, you know, look me up through Google, or if you want to, just look under Mystic. Look up the word Mystic. I'm very excited by this. There are all kinds of new and exciting things ahead. One of our shows in the future, I will talk to you about the Seven Lessons Oracle deck that I've created. Perhaps I will post it, and then some of you may want to learn how to use it. It's a wonderful tool to help you know where you are in terms of your seven lessons and the things that you need to work on or watch out for. Because let's say there is negative energy, and it's trying to trip you up because you are a great light source, and it wants to kind of you know, steal your energy or be a vampire, then what needs to happen is that you need to really aware, and you need to be aware of any of your vulnerabilities, your issues, you know, your, like, human issues. We all have them because that's the way that it's going to get to you. And so every single day of your life, try to make sure that you are balanced in your mind, your body, and your spirit, the mind being all of your emotions. Oh, hello, Luann. I see you caught us at the very end.
Yeah. Is it okay if I ask a question?
Absolutely.
I was just, I've come off a very dry spell financially. I lost my job a while ago, and I've drained myself of my savings and things, and I always had that feeling that no problem, you know, this is just a phase we're in, and, you know, when things get better, economically wise, you know, I'll be able to find a job. Well, things are getting worse, it seems, but my question is, do you feel things are going to open up for me soon, or am
now,
I...
What state are you
Ohio.
Oh.
And the reason I ask is that I have a bit of a back problem, and I have a chiropractor, and I was really optimistic about a part-time job that he had there. And I'm looking for part-time at this point because, you know, I'm just desperately needing something. And that kind of fell through, and I didn't even get told that he hired somebody else, but I'm sure he has. saw somebody new in the office the other day, and I'm like, oh, I cannot believe that he didn't even talk to me. And then I had something else lined up where I had a weekend, just a two-day job lined up here coming up in April, and that it was at an auction house, and that got canceled. So I'm like,
oh, that's a bummer. Auction houses in Ohio are fun.
Well, yeah, and it's a national thing where you're actually, I'm on the phone with antique dealers across the country doing the bidding for them. It's really exciting. And but anyway, you know, they
now,
didn't
here's
need me
what
this
I'm
year.
Seeing, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
That's why you guys got to call earlier.
Yeah,
but
I'm
anyway,
sorry.
But I'm glad that you listened to the show. And I hope you've all found it to be illuminating. But what I'm seeing is, and I don't know if Ohio has this type of thing, which city are you in?
Near Toledo.
Toledo. Okay, I don't know if, I know Columbus would have this, but, and I know Massachusetts has this, but there are typically departments that are state-run that help rehabilitate people for different jobs. And I think that you actually need someone. I don't know that you're self-motivated enough right now. I think you actually need someone like an employment counselor to just give you that extra push of figuring out, you know, you're at a crossroads. You can do a lot of different things and maybe things you haven't even thought about. And I think you need someone who's going to guide you into looking at those things and then help you actually send out resumes and really just stay on it. Would you agree that you need sometimes a little, like, almost supervision or push?
Sometimes, but only because I've been so discouraged working in large corporations, and I'm, of course, those jobs aren't available anyway, but
I just feel like my whole life is changing direction.
Yeah.
Right. So right now you need someone to actually coach you and guide you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe there are some actual, you know, people who do coaching. Certainly with your savings dwindling or running out, there are people who do this, you know, through the government to get people back to work. And I'm seeing something like that, an office, something like that. In, you know, near where you live or even in the next city, what would be the bigger city next to you?
There's not one, really.
Cleveland, yeah, I know.
Cleveland. You know, that's 2.5 hours away or something, but...
It is. So, yeah. Really, you're limited to Toledo, unless you want to relocate.
Right.
But I would check and find out and go online and see if there's something like that where you are, because you need someone to coach you into a new way of thinking about work and to be more encouraged of doing something that you can do, because you're exactly right. You're discouraged. So, you know, that's when we get discouraged, we get up, we diddle around, we do this, we do that, and then we don't get to the job at hand, which is getting a job.
Right.
You know, because then we become paralyzed. So I'm feeling that need someone to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the things I traditionally have gone for and done, I mean, they're evaporating. They're just evaporating. So I'm thinking, geez, maybe I'll have to get a part-time job or a couple part-time jobs, or I don't know.
Whatever it is.
Totally changed, yeah.
Whatever it is, I think you're going to be happier because look at it as just putting food on the table and start exploring other things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the past I've always made my job my life, and
I know
that's not what's going to happen going forward.
Right. So just look at a way to, you know, put food on the table. Look at different kinds of jobs, not something that's going to drain you. And never again are you going to be so devoted. Were you somebody's assistant?
Yeah. I worked for a broker who managed $200 million in assets. And we were pretty
nervous. And you were drained.
Yeah. I mean, I worked 70 hours a week probably, easy, if not 80.
Okay. Okay, uh-huh. girlfriend, that ain't going to happen again. You are going you are going to find a job, but you need some readjusting. You're going to find a job that's just a job, and you're going to start getting involved in some social activity, whether it's through a church group or something. Maybe take up line dancing. I don't know.
Well,
what's going on in
Toledo? Well, yeah, there's a desire I have to even do a spiritual, to lead a, or be a participant in a spiritual group of some sort, a spiritual discussion group. So, yeah, that's kind of already in the back burner of my mind. And it's just finding that missing piece so that I can afford to continue to be in my apartment and, you know, make these other things happen. But, we'll see.
Well, keep listening to Soul Odyssey Radio, and that's
there
like a little spiritual class. And it's
Absolutely. And
it's free.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to need to close the show for this evening. I'm so glad that you called.
Well, thank you for your help.
And do let me know how it goes, but it's going to, I really see you just going into a whole new phase and really being happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, thank you.
All righty. Okay, well, I'm glad we got, were able to help Luann, that's wonderful. I think we all need to know that the changes that are happening in this world are for the good. Even if they feel like they're shaking us down to our very souls, our souls need to be shaken. And we also need to reach out to each other and network and keep each other out of isolation. Maybe work does need to be viewed as, you know, how we pay our bills and not defining who we are. A job is a job, and we'll be grateful for what jobs we can find. I guess I'll close this evening's show with reminding you to say your prayers of protection at all times, but to follow your heart and soul and to do the work that you're meant to do and that God wants you to do, and to be a loving citizen of the universe. This is the end of our show for this week. We will be back again next Thursday, same time, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed week. This is Soul Odyssey Radio and your host, Deborah Herman. Good night and God bless.